Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Good evening, everybody. You're on the air listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann, and this is Mindful Monday. We had a great, great day today. I was looking at my hometown in Houston as they're memorializing George Floyd's going away or celebration. I was a bit homesick. I know it's hot out there, but all I could taste was that good barbecue, because I know that barbecue is on the grills down there. So, yep, couldn't get in, but I'll go back and pay my respects. You know, we're giving it to him. As I said, George and I went to the same high school, and that was Jack Yates Senior High, 3703 Sampson in Third Ward, and we were called the Mighty Lions. And again, I will say to George, you know, the lions are roaring all over the world because what has to be done has to be done. And I'm going to give you a quote today, and it's talking about a bow. And when I looked out on Hollywood Boulevard yesterday and I saw over 50,000 people out there, I said those people are not on a mission. They're taking care of a vow. In any field of endeavor, making a vow is the foundation for achieving something great. If for whatever reason a person gives up halfway or backslides, his or her commitment hasn't been based on a vow. Half-hearted desire does not amount to a vow. And I looked out there in that sea of humanity and I said, now each and every one of those persons, they must take that hand that they're holding up for this justice to be victorious and get out and please vote, because we have something to do here. And as I looked at that, I was looking at the mothers and the daughters and the babies, and some of them were carrying signs larger than themselves. And I said, you know what? It's no stopping now. This has to be done, because we believe in being victorious in everything that we do. Change does not happen overnight. But from what I saw, we're ensuring the change that has to be done. So keep in mind, don't backslide on your vow. Don't do it half-heartedly, because in that way, you can't continue to complete. And that's what we're all about here. I'm just going to play this before Angie come on. She's with us today. We're going to be short and sweet. But this is what I was singing when I saw them out there yesterday, and this is what they're singing.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't.
How are you doing this evening?
Well, I tell you, Linda and everybody, howdy doody. This weekend
Hi.
Was very, very heartwarming, inspirational, strength building. Very interesting because, you know, the way Sir George Floyd left us, it was definitely the beginning of a huge turning point. He had no idea that he was going to have to make the sacrifice to do so. And it's unfortunate that a sacrifice had to be made because we've been making sacrifices over and over again. And this land that we are walking on, that we breathe on, that we live on, was created for all to enjoy, for all to be peaceful with one another. And the darkness that was thrown into the mix to challenge the given fact to all mankind that was given is just that. And that's what that darkness has been doing, is challenging the righteous, challenging the strong, challenging those who choose to demand respect. They give respect. They are taking a stand and saying, hey, you know, just like, you know, was said long ago when we had another riot from a young man. Can we all just get along? You know, why not? You know, why can't we just get along? You know, it's simple words and simply expressed, but very difficult in expression because what's going on right now is only kings, Linda, only kings that I've read about and heard about in history books, and vegetarians, like the presidentials and the royals, have three funerals. I mean, that's a lot, and not only not just the three funerals, for emphasis of how important this sacrifice that George did for mankind. And black people of all over the world, it's amazing, and to see to live long enough to actually repeat history, because people always say, you know, we repeat history all the time. That's what the Bible is a history book. All the things that's spoken in, many of those has already been prophesied and still being prophesied. Repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly, because you know why? You know, just like deja vu, life is what I put it up as. Because growing up, I was like, you know what? Life is like a journey, and it is. It's still a very much so a journey because it's a learning curve, and all these curveballs that you're thrown at in life. You know, either you're going to grow from them and get stronger from them, or they're going to weaken you, and you'll lose part of you. To be living and breathing right now, and we got all this going on. We got an invisible disease That's got us on one end of the door. And then we have angry, discriminative examples of torture being put on our culture. And a culture that deserves to have the right to live and breathe and work and eat fruit of the land just as much as any other culture. And we've proven ourselves over and over and over and over and over again and have no problem doing it again and again and again. As we can see, it's millions and millions of people hitting the streets now, and it's growing every single day because people are tired. People are tired of being, you know, of looking at, for many years, watching people in the neighborhood kicking and moving people out because of their color, kicking them because of their background, because of what they support. Even people that didn't even have our color was being protested against because they loved or liked or had a friend or family member of color. It's really, 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 really sad, disappointing to be at this generation and having to stop progress, okay, to get in order to get further than where we once was behind. You think you got? We ain't moved too far from Martin Luther King. We ain't moved too far from the slave trade. Back when my grandmother and great grandmother and grandma was out there hitting the fields and doing what they gotta do to not get killed, you know, and being abused or talked down to on any level, you know, of being any kind of other than being treated with dignity, respect, and love and kindness. It can really boil in you, or it can really put you at a wow, like this is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing turned out of a dark, you know, darkness can sometimes put light on things so grand. You see, you know, it's just like, this is amazing. It's amazing that people are just putting, just like they said, robbing Peter to pay Paul, Robin Hood pays. You know, people just, hey, I got it here. You here. I want all of us to be happy. I want all of us to get to be on top of the game. Here, take this money. What you need here? Let's do that. What do we need to help this? What do we need to fix this? Everybody is trying to find a way to make it okay to like and love a person of color, to respect. And now there's pride for people in every culture. There's still those who are in which they wish to be, let's say, lessened in the life of life lessons. They like to stay in that low place, did I say. Mm-hmm. They don't want to rise up to the occasion and realize, you know, hey, that could be your child, you, or your parents next. Come on now, let's get real with it. You know, is it like I said, any color could be under that knee. Any color.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely correct.
Because and it's just all the colors coming together and uniting and supporting one another. And that it's just beautiful, Linda. It's just beautiful.
I know. Well, it's what true humanitarians have been working for. You know, there's different philosophies and different groups that's what they've been doing for years, to have this, to see this sea of humanity out there. And it's like the micro and the macro way of doing things, and it's always been under the micro, the smaller, the hidden, the underneath. And then within the last, 3 years, and all this divide and conquer has come up, and it's becoming macro. It's out there, you know. So once it gets out there, behind every great evil, there will always be great good. And to see that the world moving as one in humanity, the love. And I had a friend, a very dear friend, love him dearly, that was very supportive, was a coach, and I was speaking with him today, and he said, you know what, Linda, I don't know what to do. I'm at an age I can't get out there, and I don't know how to help. I said, you don't have to know how to help because you've been helping all along. And it just brought a big smile to him, and that's what, and it was truthful. I mean, you don't have to be anything other than what you've been because you've never shown any difference, so you've always helped. And that made me feel so good to tell him that because I know it was a relief to him because I could hear it in his voice. So unless you've actually experienced it, like, you know, I like to get on task force and civil rights task force and things like that because growing up in the South, you grow up a little bit different. I mean, people, you hear about it, and the whole culture gets it in different ways. But in the South, you get a little bit different because, see, you have to be watchful and mindful about everybody. You got this side coming at you, then you got this side coming at you, so you learn how to stand in the middle. And one thing about in Texas, see, they never hid anything there. Everybody knew. It was standoff, you know. Now, when there's a fire or when something happened in the community, everybody come together. They will do that, but that you won't sit at my table and I won't sit at yours. And when you see them, right, it's not a phony baloney going to a picnic type thing where everybody's being plastic. You know what's up, and they know what's up, but most people don't understand that it can be serious standoffs there. They figure, you know, that people out of the South are, you know, frightened or whatever. No, it's just the opposite thing. What you don't want to do is get up under that Texan. I can only speak for that because I'm a Texan. So when I look at the overall picture, when I hear the governor and I hear the mayors and everything speaking of him and I hear his family, I know what type of family he came from. And so, yes, he did have to make the sacrifice, but look how he has brought the world. I mean, this is global, okay? It's global. And it took this darkness for us to realize what's really been happening, and it brings tears to my eyes when I just, you know, you
even Boston, it's even international.
It's everywhere.
It's international. It's
global, Gina. It's all over the world.
It's amazing. And you know, supporting, you know, each other and reaching out to support others. And I like that. I love people who support, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I love people who reach out. I love people who care to dare, you know, because how come it cannot be okay to agree to disagree? You're strong in your belief. I'm strong in mine. Just because the color of my skin is different than yours doesn't mean that yours is greater than mine, nor is mine yours. However, it is important to understand that when you cut my arm and I cut yours, the blood is going to be the same color. It's going to spread the same things. The message that you put out, that I put out together, is going to spread darkness or light in one way or the other and across the land. So why can't we just take a stand and say we can agree to disagree and I still have respect and care for you? I can even have love for you even though I don't know you, because universal sacrifices that happen every day from people that's not acknowledged in many cases, that's just a whisper in the corner sometimes, or they just take just a moment out of their busy lives to support and connect someone else. And if we all continue to do that, reach out, you know, teach someone, preach someone, touch someone in a good way, you know, in a good way, positive, you know. We don't want to reach out with our fists, you know. We don't want to touch that way. We want to touch out with an open hand. We want to say, hey, you know, let's just get it right. Let's sit down at a table and smoothen it out, you know, and just know that it's okay. And you know what else, Linda? I really appreciate, like I was saying, I really love and appreciate people who support other people and take our time to do so, because those supporters are they play a very, very big part in anything and everything that you reach out and take time to support. So with that, I want to shout out love to Miss Edwina. I love you so much for your ongoing support and your beautiful, wonderful remarks to the things I've shared and all the things that you've been in support of Linda. And applaud you silently, but now I have to do it verbally because you deserve it. And everyone who's listening, and you could take a moment to put in a comment, positive comments are very, very much appreciative. If you want to, speak any other kind of way, in a loving way, that's also respected and appreciated. But Edwina, thank you so much. Your feelings are valued and appreciated.
Yes.
And I'm so glad to know that you appreciate what is trying to be done here.
Well, that's Edwina Putney, and it's so strange. I was in Houston, I think it was last holiday, and so she keeps in touch with the Vegas crew, with my sister, and then they go back and forth. And I asked my sister to give me Edwina's number. When I go to Houston, I'll give her a call. So we touched bases. And do you know that Edwina and I, this has been, I'm not going to put the years out there, but we went to junior high school together. And we played in the band together. And it was so funny how we talked about everything. And she's always been that beautiful spirit. And she made me feel good because she said, you know what, Linda, you have not changed. You are a do or die friend. You had our backs. You backed everybody up off. If something wasn't correct, you told them about it. You've always been, if you see it, you speak it and get it straightened out and don't take it out the door. And I had to laugh. I said, she remembers me in that manner, because that's my being, that's why I was taught. See it, speak it, and don't back down, and if
Linda, there ain't too many people that meet you and forget about you, Lynn.
Well,
ain't too many people been in a room with you and forgot about you. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I didn't think it would go back that many years, and for her to say, some things you're born with and you don't get away, and your being is your being, irregardless of, I'm listening to the babies talk about why they're protesting and what they want to see, and it just reminded me of me as a child and the things that I would say, and it wasn't too much different because, I rode on the shoulders of my mom when they was out there hitting that asphalt, so what I'm seeing and I know what this is giving them and you have to give it to them so they'll understand it. So that's probably why I can maneuver the way I maneuver in a manner of being observant. I've learned how to do it a different way, but I know she appreciates that. And if when she doesn't comment, I want to know if she's okay, because she's always on it. Stayed, or she sends information, and I really do appreciate her for that. She is our best credit, as I can say, because some persons, they might listen, and it's not about, we're not trying to be stars here. We're just sharing and caring, and we're just giving you our hearts and what we have, and just if we can encourage one person a week, that's fine with me. It's all about happy, bright, and light. And persons say, well, what's on your agenda? We don't have an agenda. We move with our heart. And our agenda is happy, bright, and light, and victorious. We don't believe in victim.
We
don't use that word. We are victorious
absolutely.
In everything that
we
do.
But we can be open to it. If you have an idea, comment. Give us some comments. Open up your drawer of ideas. Give us a comment. Say, if there's something that you have a question about, something that you heard us say, or you have an idea that you would like to get some research on it and speak on for you, or a subject matter that concerns you and your community that you would like to put some light on. This is what we're here for. We're here for you.
And we have the comment line, and that number is 323 877-769-5879. You can call with your comment. You can call with your questions. Usually Stephanie will be on tomorrow, her and What's Up. And Stephanie has put a question out there, and I have a few responses for me, so I'll share them with her. So you just dial that number, leave your name if you choose to, but have your question, and it has to be happy, bright, and light. If there's anything negative, we don't even adhere to it. But that line is open. I'll give it out again, 323-769-5879 on that. And Angie, I know you're going to come back on Find It Friday. And I hope to have Miss Putney call in from Houston. I don't know what her time is like, and kind of give us an update on how it went there. I know it was extremely hot, but I saw the lines and lines of people, and I know it was hot out there. But it was just like music, you know, to my heart, to my ears.
It's beautiful to see
everything that's going on.
Yes.
And thank you, George.
Yes.
That mighty lion is roaring
yes,
all over
thank
the world.
You so much,
and
sir.
We are the mighty lion.
Will not go unheard.
No, no. It set it off. It's like a drum.
And
beat.
I also want to say something very special, Linda. I'm sorry, to the 6-year-old baby. Your father was amazing, amazing. He did the best thing ever in trying to do his best to provide for you and make an example for you. And this example, young lady, that your father has done for us, even though it was untimely, because for him to be taken away from you from such an early age, or any age, should I say, no father should have to go through this. No child should have to experience this at all.
No.
Let me just say that first. But to the family, you know, you will be uplifted and carried through this through the highest height and love beyond. Love from those that you don't know. As you can see all over the world, your family member has set such a wonderful, profound sacrifice. And I, for one, thank you for.
We all thank them. And on that note, Angie, we appreciate that. We all appreciate it. She should be a proud young lady.
Call in.
They can call on the number. I don't open up the lines. There will be a time that we will open up the lines. We just have to work on that, and there can be several people on, but we're not doing it right now at this time because we have some things that we have to complete. But it's workable, and it's a lot of things that we can do. But on that note, we're going to say good evening to all, and please, we'll be back tomorrow. And Auntie, take care of yourself, and thank you so much for your heartfelt sharing with us this evening. And I'm pretty sure Miss Edwina Putney is going to love that. So we're going to take it out, and we love you. Have a great evening.
Love you too.
Love a guarantee to last forever and under. day. It's a time to